This is Capital Insider, taking you inside politics, policy, and government in Oklahoma. I'm Dick Pryor with Quorum Call publisher Sean Ashley. Sean, new Oklahoma school social studies standards approved by the State Board of Education in February were effective for the start of this school year. They've been put on hold by the Oklahoma Supreme Court. Almost three dozen petitioners filed suit to prevent implementation of the standards. What is the impact of the court's decision?
The court ordered the State Department of Education to return to the 2019 standards. The ruling also prohibits any further actions being taken or funds being spent to implement the new standards. So that puts a stop, for example, to the State Textbook Committee's work to select textbooks that align with the new standards and any trainings about the new standards that were planned.
The Supreme Court also weighed in on the validity of a proposed state question that could be on the statewide ballot next year. How did the court decide?
Justice Douglas Combs wrote on behalf of the five-justice majority, "The people's right to propose laws and amendments to the Oklahoma Constitution through the initiative process is precious, and any doubt as to the legal sufficiency of an initiative petition should be resolved in its favor." Now, this proposed state question would allow open primaries in Oklahoma, and the next step will be for the Secretary of State to set the 90-day period for proponents to gather signatures. They'll need about 173,000 to get on the ballot. Now, in a separate decision, the court ruled provisions of Senate Bill 1027 will not apply to the proposed state question. That bill, which lawmakers passed and Governor Stitt signed during the 2025 session, imposes new limits on the way signatures are collected and who collects them.
Staying with the courts, Oklahoma judges and justices could be getting a pay raise.
That's right. The Board of Judicial Compensation meets in odd-numbered years. Its members are appointed by the governor, the House Speaker, and the Senate President pro tem. And as Oklahoma Supreme Court Chief Justice Dustin Rowe noted, the legislature has told the board to look at very specific things, such as judges' salaries in neighboring states, attorney salaries in the public and private sectors, and the inflation rate in deciding judges' and justices' compensation. During their meeting, the board voted unanimously to recommend a 17.54% increase in judicial salaries. That would bring an Oklahoma district judge's pay to the average of the six surrounding states, around $197,000 annually. Lawmakers can take no action, and the pay raise will automatically take effect July 1, or they can amend it or totally disapprove it.
Are there any bills being filed by Oklahoma lawmakers for the 2026 legislative session?
Yes, there are. Now, traditionally, bill filing is slow in September and October, but four measures were filed this week reacting to the murder of conservative political activist Charlie Kirk. Senate Bill 1187 by Senator Shane Jett, a Republican from Shawnee, requires every public higher education institution to designate in a prominent area a Charlie Kirk Free Speech Plaza that would include a statue of Kirk. Senate Bill 1188, also by Jett, designates October 14th of each year, Kirk's birthday, as Charlie Kirk Free Speech Day. And Senate Concurrent Resolution 13 by Jett honors Kirk's life and his accomplishments. Senator Ali Seyfried, a Republican from Claremore, also filed a resolution, Senate Resolution 23, that recognizes Kirk's life and his accomplishments.
Are any other bills filed at this point, pre-filed?
No, they're not.
All right. And what about legislative interim studies? Where do those stand now?
Lawmakers have held several dozen interim studies through the months of August and September, and this upcoming week looks like a light week. There are no studies scheduled, but there are a big number on the calendar for the month of October.
All right, Sean, and what's next at the state capitol? What should we be watching for?
We really will begin to pay attention to bill filing after the legislative interim studies are completed. Lawmakers take the information they gathered in those studies and often turn them into bills to be considered in the upcoming legislative session.
Thank you, Sean.
You're very welcome.
For more information, go to quorumcall.online. You can find video of Capital Insider segments on the KGOU YouTube channel. Audio and transcripts are at kgou.org, and look for Capital Insider where you get your podcasts. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.
It's rare to find a podcast that can actually change your life. But when the show's called Life Kit, that's kind of the whole point. I'm Mariel Segarra. 3 times a week on the Life Kit podcast, we guide you through a topic we could all use help with, from personal development to healthy living to managing your dinero, with takeaways so you can start living what you learn right away. Escucha el Life Kit podcast from NPR.